The last few foreign aid workers were evacuated from the eastern Zairean city of Bukavu today. International relief agencies have now withdrawn their people from two cities in the area to escape fighting between Zaire's army and Zairean Tutsi rebels. Caught up in the clashes are nearly a million refugees, most of them Rwandans who fled into Zaire after the 1994 genocide in their country. An estimated 500,000 of these refugees are believed to be once again on the move, and aid officials are warning of another humanitarian disaster. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has been following events from Abidjan, Ivory Coast, and has this report.
Zaire's Tutsi rebels have already captured the town of Uvira. They're now fighting the Zairean army for control of Bukavu, 60 miles to the north. Witnesses across the border in Rwanda heard only sporadic gunfire today. Still further north, near Goma, attacks over the weekend on two refugee camps have sent tens of thousands more refugees fleeing into nearby hills. There are still a few foreign aid workers in Goma, and they're taking desperate measures to try to help the several hundred thousand refugees left in the area. Today, the United Nations said it will take the unusual step of handing out all its remaining food stocks. Speaking from Goma, Stephen Blight with CARE International says a two-week supply remains.
We want to get the food out now. We don't know what will happen, whether we'll be able to get the food out later due to fighting. Our warehouses may be looted. There may be intensified fighting that will prevent us from doing any distribution in the future. As you may know, all the routes for trucking and food have been cut off now by the fighting. Maybe at some point an airlift of food will be necessary.
All the uncertainty shows just how chaotic conditions in eastern Zaire have become. Blight says there's no doubt that many of the hundreds of thousands of refugees moving to the west, deeper into Zaire, have already run out of food. He says there isn't much relief agencies can do for those people right now.
We are trying to provide some form of assistance to those refugees. We don't know how all this will turn out, however. The situation could change tomorrow, and we don't know where all these people are going to end up. It's very difficult for us to set up operations in any one spot, not knowing how long we'll be able to work there.
Because of the fighting in Zaire, United Nations officials have moved their aid effort to Rwanda. They're preparing for the possible influx of up to 400,000 refugees, but it's not clear that many will show up. Among the Rwandan refugees are many who carried out the 1994 genocide of Tutsis, and they fear retribution at home. The conflict in eastern Zaire is complex. Zairean Tutsis say the goal of their rebellion is to gain Zairean citizenship, and they've long feuded with the government and their neighbors. Now, many fear this internal strife could erupt into a larger regional war. Zaire's government accuses the Tutsi-led governments in Rwanda and Burundi of aiding the Zairean Tutsis. Aid workers claim attacks on refugee camps have been launched from Rwanda. And analysts point out there is plenty of motive. Hutu rebels have used the refugee camps strung along Zaire's border to launch attacks back into Rwanda and Burundi. Both countries deny any involvement. Rwanda's president today said he has no interest in the conquest of land, but he did add he morally supports the Zairean Tutsi rebels' struggle against what he called extermination. I'm Jennifer Ludden in Abidjan.